As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
So Terry was all set to go out with this dude. Then she found out he didn't get a job because of a background check. And now she's curious, what is on that background check? Burt Show, can you do that for us and tell me what happened? Of course. If you're sitting there going, wow, that's weird to do a background check on somebody before you go out with them. No, it's not. I just saw these stats a couple of days ago. 1 in 5 people do background checks on their online dates before they go out.
1 in 5?
1 in 5. 38% say they just like stalk people online instead.
Yeah.
But others take it next level. 1 in 5 will do a background check. So there's got to be some comfort in that, Terry.
Yeah, for sure. I have never even thought of this before, but when you see a red flag before you even go out with somebody, it makes you change your approach.
Yeah, so tell us about this dude and tell us how you even found out that he didn't get a job because something that was on his background check.
Yeah, so I was at this this cool lunch spot and I saw a friend. And I was by myself, and the friend looked like she was on a date with this cute guy. So I was keeping my distance, and she found a way to get in touch with me and say, come on over. And then she told me that, you know, he was interviewing, and I know a little bit about her job. So it's like, oh, that's so cool. I hope you get it. And so in the, like, exchange we had at the restaurant, there were some sparks, I'm not going to lie. Like, he was so cute, and I could tell, like, he blushed, and he was, like, a little bit into me, too. So fast forward, we exchanged numbers. He asked me out, and my friend calls and says, hey, I know that you and, we'll just call him John, are about to go out. And this weekend, and I just want you to know that he didn't get the job. And I was like, oh, bummer. Like, somebody else, you know, better showed up. And she said, no, he didn't pass the background check. And I was like, what? And so I asked her, like, why? And she said, well, we're not allowed to, you know, I don't even have the information, and they're not allowed to say why. They just said that they're passing on this applicant. And so now I'm like, what do I do? Do I cancel the date? And then, like, he's not going to know why. is it like something minor, like a traffic violation, and like that would be okay to go out with them?
I don't think anybody doesn't get a job because of a traffic violation, but something doesn't smell right here. So the girl that you're talking about that was hanging out with this dude, did she have any interest in this guy whatsoever?
No, I thought she did, but like when she was like, hey, you know, she didn't. So she was just on the up and up with the, she was, you know, like in a hiring position of a low level, and then it went up to her superiors, and that's when he was not considered anymore.
Okay, because... Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that maybe that she was into this dude, so she's like,
sabotage.
There's something on his background. You want to go out with him, and then she ends up going out with the guy in a couple of months. Okay,
so no, she's like a bestie. I wouldn't think that she would do that.
I don't mean nothing. Trust me. Stories we hear.
Yeah, you are talking to a very cynical studio. All right, Terry. So you asked us to go ahead and do a background check on him to find out what was on there that could possibly eliminate him from the job, and would that have to do anything with you going out with him? So our show director Tommy has a PI that has access to background checks. He's out today, but he passed on the info to Cassie, who will tell you exactly what we found. Okay,
so Tommy reached out to his PI friend, and she was able to run a background check and do a bit of digging with the information Terry gave us for the guy she's been dating. Obviously, we're going to be very careful not to reveal any details that will reveal his identity on the radio, including his name, so we're calling him John.
Is his name John?
I hope not.
It's a very common name.
Our PI was able to find out the following. For criminal records, John has a prior arrest record for a DUI, driving under the influence, in 2019. He was sentenced to 6 months probation and ordered to attend a drug and alcohol education program.
All right. So, Cherry, with that set, are there other things on there, Cass?
There are.
Okay. So, with that one by itself, would that be enough for you to go, you know what? I'm not gonna go out with this guy.
Honestly, people make mistakes. And, I mean, you've seen the cops out there. It's like they stalk people.
Yeah, giving shots to people and giving them alcohol and then pulling them over, these cops. Okay, so what else is on there?
For employment history, John's employment history shows frequent job hopping and gaps in employment. He's held 7 different positions in the past 5 years with an average employment duration of only 6 months.
Oh, that's a red flag. I mean, I don't know if that's a red flag for you, but that'd be a red flag for any company.
Wait, what was that one again? I was too busy internally laughing at my joke.
Yeah.
what was that one again? I wasn't focused.
He's held 7 different jobs in the past 5 years, and the average duration of those jobs is 6 months.
Okay. Is that enough right there for you to go, hey, kind of unstable when it comes to jobs? But you know jobs and bosses and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a little more serious. Would I give him a chance? Like, I mean, we weren't at a time where he could be honest about his life. So I think if there might be a reason for it, you know, like I'm not ruling that one out either.
Okay.
But that one seems a little more indicative of his character than what could be just one night of, you know, oops.
Okay, and as a sidebar, and these, of course, are not connected, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is this guy?
I would say he's like an 8. I mean, I was like, dang, look at this guy.
Okay.
Her reaction was given 10.
Yeah.
Curious attraction.
Okay. Uh-huh. We're not done.
Hold on to that mental image. John's credit report shows a history of late payments and high credit card debt. He has also been reported for collection on multiple occasions. So it's not known which of those reasons John was turned down for a job. It's his driving record, frequent job hopping, or financial instability. The combo could be the reason he was turned down, but there is additional information.
There's more?
There's more! And this has nothing to do with the job, but I think Terry might find this very interesting.
Now we're out of time. Sorry, we can't do it.
The PI found information that indicates John was married in 2017, and it seems to indicate that he is still married legally today.
But they may be separated, and it's just the divorce has taken a long time.
Mm-hmm. Separation is a legal process, though, too. You would file papers for separation.
Yeah, it can take a... I don't know. So there's a lot to chew on here.
He's married, Terry.
Yes.
At least legally.
Legally, he's married. DUI, hasn't been able to hold a job.
Late payments.
Bad credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's an 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's an 8.
He's an 8.
Right.
He's that surprised looking. Me. He's a 10, but. So where are we at now, Terry?
Abs and all that chest hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick to my stomach. No, absolutely not. No. Like, that's just too much. Yeah, I can't. That's too many red flags. Yeah.
I think that's a solid decision.
And he could be a charmer, and he could, you know, and then if I got to know him, and he could be a con artist, no.
A con artist, that's a big leap. You just jumped right off the top of the building.
He would be rich if he was a con artist, okay?
He's got some working on himself to do.
For sure. You're so PC.
Yeah. Yeah, caught up in his stories, and then, like, yeah. Liking him and forgetting the big picture is, like, his behavior over time.
If it was just one of those things, because there's a lot of people out there that have bad credit for whatever reasons, or, you know, got a DUI for whatever reasons, or had trouble holding down jobs for whatever reasons, or married but still want to date people for whatever reasons. But when you combine all of them,
right,
that's a lot.
There are definitely reasons why he's a loser. There are definitely
not a loser.
I think that's what I'm hearing. But he is good looking.
He's an 8.
Yep, he's an 8.
Yeah.
But a losing 8. All right, Terry, now you got the info, so, mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Wow, I'm so glad that you were able to do this for me, because I would have never known. Yep. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
She'll call.
Oh, yeah.
If he's at home.
Absolutely. She'll call. You should have told her, let us know how the day goes.
The Burt Show.